God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And wow, what great sharings. If I start to cut, let me know and I turn my video off. That was really wonderful sharings from everyone that I heard. And God has given wonderful direction, wonderful clarity of thinking. And all we got to do is stay with God and continue in the way that we are, regardless of things that may come up in the world. Like, you know, we've got now the last couple of weeks, hurricanes, storms. And like Becky mentioned, we have authority. I think also Danny and Amber mentioned it as well, that we got this authority and we are very powerful beings if we understand it. If we understand what God has done in us through Christ Jesus, when we receive the Spirit of God, now we are as Christ is in this world. So how Jesus would have walked and how he would have spoke, we can do that. And we can do the same works that he'd done and greater. What we say will come to pass. And when we truly believe what we're saying with our mouth and in our heart, when the heart and the mouth is in agreement and we say tornadoes go, hurricanes turn back, hurricanes cease, that is what is going to happen. And so all the world is conditioned by words. You got negative words, you got positive words. And the media, Satan is telling his vision through the television, right? And God is telling his vision through his scriptures, through his men and women that speak and stand for him and encourage God's people. So what vision are you going to believe? It says in Proverbs, where there is no vision, revelation from God, the words from God, the people wander aimlessly. People are in fear. People are in doubt. People are in lack. People are in sickness. People are in bondage because they don't have that vision from God. And we're the ones that are to bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto wholeness, deliverance, anxiety, self-worth, low self-esteem, come through words, come through circumstances, come through people around us that have spoken these things into our life, building a paradigm or programming in our mind that we're not worth anything, that we can't do anything. We never amount to anything. And it's all come by words. That's why I said all this world is conditioned by words. And the words we want are the heavenly words, the words directly coming from God. God never does anything without first speaking it. He said, light be, and light was. It says in Romans 4 that God calls those things which are not as though they were. They are not manifested, but when he calls them to be manifested, they become manifested. Now we have the Spirit of the living God dwelling in us, and we can speak that way. Now, when we got worries, fears, anxieties, low self-esteem, then what happens? Then we start, you know, we've been built, that's been built in us from maybe parents or family or friends or just listening to things on the television as we grow up, Satan telling his vision through the television. These come into our paradigms and it becomes part of us. But when we become born again, the scriptures say that now we are a new creation in Christ because now we got the Spirit of God. And we can now start changing those programs, those old thoughts, that old negative thinking. We can start changing everything through what we say. But we got to believe it in our heart. Now, faith comes by hearing and hearing the words from God or of God. When God speaks, like he's speaking now through everyone that's been on here, his words have come. And now when we receive that gladly in our hearts, then we make a decision. Are we going to stick with these words and build it in our heart? Are we going to start proclaiming these good words? Or are we going to let ourselves slip back into the old negative ways of thinking? So words paint pictures. So this week coming up, we heard about Hurricane Milton and all what it was going to do, all the fear building. And that's going out to millions of people, not just in Florida, but all around the world. So people become afraid because they built this fear. And yes, hurricanes are serious and hurricanes are dangerous. But with God, all things are possible for us. We can speak to it. We can tell things what to do. Jesus, after cursing the fig tree, he cursed the fig tree and it died backwards overnight. And one of the disciples called to the remembrance that Jesus cursed and said, Master, this tree which you cursed has died. And Jesus said, have faith in God. And the real translation of that is, have the faith of God. Now, Jesus wouldn't tell you to do something that you're not able to do. So we can have faith of God, God-like faith. He says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, this problem, this hurricane, this tornado, these winds, these rough seas, this problem in my life, this fear in my life, this anxiety in my life, this worry in my life, this lack in my life, if we speak to it, we can change the course of our history and our life. The words are, your words are a creative force. And it says in Proverbs, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we're either speaking words of life or we're speaking words of death. When we're speaking all the worries, all the negatives, when we're repeating all the things that have been proclaimed through the television, through the news media, through the fake news, through maybe real news at times, we don't have to take it at face value. We take every word to God. Jesus said, be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you let go down into your heart. God is a God of encouragement. He's not a God of discouragement. He never discourages anyone. Never, ever, ever. He's not condemning you. He's not judging you. Wherever you are right now in your walk with God, he loves you so dearly. He's going to take care of you. He wants you to know. He wants to really take care of you, but you got to let him in. You got to kind of follow what he's showing you to do so that he can go ahead and do that for you. We're the ones that stop it through our maybe unbelief. We're not really clear on something. Like, for example, that young lady, what's her name? Danny. She asked Becky that question. And so Becky was able to share, because Becky never knew at one time. Lots of us didn't know at one time. I certainly didn't know at one time. But we know in the scriptures, in Habakkuk 2:4, I think it is, verses chapter 2, verses 1 through to 4. In there it says, God says to one of his prophets, write the vision, make it plain, that he that readeth may run to do it. And it shall not tarry. When it comes, it certainly shall not tarry. So God was saying, look, write the vision down. Write what's going to happen down. What comes to your heart, you write that down. And it may seem like it's going to take a long time, but it's going to come quick. And so that's what we do. The just shall live by faith. We don't live by sight, what we hear, see, smell, taste, or touch in this world, but by every word from God, every word that's proceeding out of the mouth of God, like right now. You can take these words right now to your heart. And it's very powerful when you write the vision, when you write your goals, your desires. God showed me, go back in 2017, Lawrence, you need to say what you want, not what you see. You've been confessing all the negatives, and you're not saying what I say about things. Now give me a voice through your voice and say what I'm saying. And so if we continually say the wrong things, that's what we're going to keep reproducing in our life. So God wants us to say the things that he's putting in our hearts to say. And then we start creating what God has put in our heart to say. So he says, say what you want, not what you see. And then after a while, you know, maybe a year down the road, I'm thinking, well, you've got to know what you want to say what you want. And this is where that write the vision, make it plain that he that readeth me run to do it. So I was going to go to India in March of 2020. And I was just learning from God how to get out of there. And I wanted to honor God, and I was only able to give a little bit at that time. And I really wanted to give a lot more. That was my heart. And God just put in my heart, Lawrence, how much do you want to give to me? So I thought of this amount that I really wanted to give to God. And God said to me, write it down. So I wrote it down. And then a couple of days later, God said in my, and put it in my heart. He didn't speak to me audibly, just put it in my heart. How much would you like to have left over at the end of the month? So that got me to work out how much I usually have left at the end of the month after all bills are paid. And it was £50. So I wrote a lot more down that I would love to have at the end of the month, right? Because I know God doesn't want me to think small. He wants me to think big. So I wrote this amount down. And I've also got it written down. It's on a PDF file and a Word document. I kept all the things that I've written down, and they've all come to pass. And a month later, what I wrote down that I wanted to give God, that money come in, but I could actually give double that, not just what I wrote down. And then at the end of that following month, what I wanted to receive in as my income after all bills, I got. And that has been the same. It's never dropped below, not even one penny. In fact, it's gone way over, because God is a God of abundance. And God says he will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Jesus said, you receive not because you ask not. People are afraid to ask God for this. People are afraid to ask God for money. People are afraid to ask God for healing. People are afraid to ask God to take away their anxiety or their worries or their fears, because they cling on to them because you've been so used to having them. But Jesus Christ has set you free. Where the Spirit of God is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. So writing your goals and your visions down is a great help. You don't have to do this. And like Becky said, it is a personal thing. And I believe that it should be led by God, or inspired of God through someone to encourage someone to do that. And then when you take that action, that's faith. When you take the action and put your pen to paper and say, okay, God, I don't know where I'm starting here, but I'm going to trust you. You work in me what to write. So what things do you desire in your life? Write down the things that you want to get rid of in your life. Write down the things that are strongholds that hold you back. And then write down next to that what you want in place of that. And then pray over it. And then give it to God. And you watch him change your life. Because God is a faith God. He's very real. He will go to work for any of you. He's not a respecter of persons. He will do this for anyone. It's been proven. Like, first of all, it's proven for me. I had to prove these things for me by doing it and following that voice of God, trusting that it was the voice of God and not me, not my own faults. So I took that step of faith, and then the manifested blessings started to come. The things I've written down, the vision, the goals, the desire, they start to come to pass. And then I was able to encourage other people. Write the vision. First of all, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have to do it. No, you don't have to do anything. You're free. Everyone's free. Humble will see that there's something in this. There must be something in this. For this person to be so excited about it, there must be something in it. So when we get humble in our hearts, and when we say, okay, well, I've done it my way, and I've tried this way and I tried that way, but I'm going to give this a go. God, I'm going to do this with all my heart unto you. You lead me and you guide me in this. You lead me by your Spirit. Show me what I need. Because, God, I don't know exactly what I need. And God can also give you what to pray. If you ask him, Father, show me what to pray in this situation. Yes, we can speak in tongues, which is perfect prayer to God. It's perfect prayer. Speaking in tongues is perfect prayer. So we encourage this very much. Speaking in tongues is worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And it also builds that inner man, that Christ in you, that spirit man in you is built up and made strong and fat and healthy. And then when you really start to speak, when you start practicing, confessing the good things, like Jesus said, if you say unto this mountain, be removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but you believe the things which you say, if you shall have whatsoever you say. And he said, whosoever says this. So whosoever, your words are either death or life. How are you talking about yourself? What is yourself thinking when you're sat there? Do you put yourself down? Do you think, well, I'm not worthy? I can never speak like these people on this fellowship. Listen, that's a lie. You can. You can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. And yes, you can speak to hurricanes. You can speak to tornadoes. You can speak to your lack and make it prosperous by saying what God says. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am successful. I am full of confidence because I got God in Christ in me. And God gives me what to say. God gives me his heavenly thoughts, his direction. My God is leading me, and my God is guiding me. My God is providing for me. My God is the God of abundance. I have abundance of happiness. I have an abundance of joy. I have an abundance of freedom. I have a great direction in my life, an abundance of direction. God is always making my way straight. He's making my feet like hind feet. He's setting me upon my own places. God is not setting me in. Take authority over things. It's not because of me, but it's because of the God in Christ in me. It's because who I am now. I am not just Lawrence Torr. I am Lawrence Christ. I got Christ in me, the hope of glory. I am as Jesus is in this world. These are confessions you can make. You can sit down and you can start declaring. The more you say it, the more it's getting in your heart. And the more you say it, the more you're really going to believe it. And then you start seeing everything change around you. Everything will change around you. God wants us to speak his word boldly. He wants us to say what is right and not what's wrong. God knows what's wrong, but he never confesses it. He doesn't look at you in a negative light. He sees you as Christ. When God looks at you, yes, you, he sees you as Christ. This is how special you are. Now we got to learn through our confession and through our focus on God to see ourselves the same way. So you are beloved. You are accepted. You're accepted in the beloved, like it says in Ephesians. And that accepted means you got all the prosperity, all the blessings, the abundance and everything that goes with that acceptance. See, other people may not accept you, but that doesn't mean anything. What means everything is that God has accepted you and you've got direct access to God. You are actually, you may not see it with your physical eyes, but you are actually right in the presence of God. And when you speak, you're speaking from the mouth of God. And when we speak with faith, knowing that what we say is going to happen, it will actually happen. Now, for me personally, I was confessing that hurricane and those tornadoes. And it done what I confessed. Now I know there's other people on here that were praying and saying. That's what we need to do. We need to pray and say what God says. And those things will become nothing. The TV, the media, they really want to make everything like, you know, they're dramatic. Yes, it is serious. I'm not saying that thing wasn't serious. But they make it so much more. They highlight it as really dangerous life. Everyone's going to die and everything's going to be destructive. But with God, everything can change in that situation. And it does because there are people out there confessing. There are people out there praying. These are God's heroes in the earth. And we are superheroes. We are God's superheroes. And when we're looking to him, he's so happy because we're doing the work that he's designed for us to do. See, the truth is God's given you authority and you need to use that authority. Do it for you. He's given it to you to execute and to practice doing it. So I would encourage everyone, whatever situation is going on in your life right now, if it's a negative one, start saying what you want it to be and speak like it's already done. So if you've got no money, for an example, I have great abundance. I thank God that he supplied everything. He's already taken care of. This is the practice of faith. Faith and confession is all about the faith and confession, our devotion to God, looking to him, allowing him to lead you by the Spirit, staying peaceful in unsteady times, in anxious times. These things arise like storms arise, yeah? Like that storm arose. It was the second one that arose, right? And sometimes we can have a season of things happen and we're thinking, what's going on, God? But in it, God says, trust me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. When we acknowledge God in the storm and the hurricane, God will direct that hurricane in the path we command it to go because we're the ones that got to use our authority. We're the ones that got to use this God-given ability. That's why God's given it to us, because we're not ordinary. Every born-again believer is not ordinary. We are extraordinary. And we say what we want, and we declare what's going to happen, and we are steadfast, locked in, focused on those things. We don't budge from it. Doesn't matter what it looks like. We're not going by what we see, hear, smell, taste, or touch. But we're going by the words from God and the things we know about God. See, words paint pictures. So when we're listening to these things, it's going to paint a picture of fear, worry, doubt, dread. We start in imagining the worst scenarios. Like, and my heart goes out to the people that were in the face of that situation, especially those that don't know God. You imagine their imaginations must have run wild, the worst scenarios that could happen. And it breeds anxiety and fears and doubts and desperation. But when we turn to the living God, he can calm the storms with inside, so we can calm the storms outside with the words that he's given us to give. So again, words paint pictures. It builds the imagination. And I said this now four times in a row. When God said to Joshua, thou shalt meditate day and night in my word, and this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Seemed like a contradiction, but it's not. He said, thou shalt meditate. And that word meditate means to mutter. You speak to yourself what I'm telling you, Joshua. And that word also means imagination, because what he was speaking was building the imagination. Imagination is the faith. So, you know, he says all this land of the Hittites and all these things about you is yours. Wherever you put your foot is yours. So when Joshua was saying this to himself, he started to see this in his mind. And if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. So God is with us. God is very faithful. He never leaves us or forsake us. He's always with us, even in the darkest of times. When we feel anxious, when we feel like nothing's happening. And as believers, sometimes we can feel a little bit lost, but it's just an illusion. It's just a trick of the enemy. We don't go by our thoughts and feelings. Even though they are important thoughts and feelings, we're not to be led by them. We're to be led by the Spirit of God. And God gives us those wonderful promises. Like it says, we're to cast down imaginations. Now, we're not casting down the faith imaginations. We're casting down a negative imagination, right? And reasoning in our brains, how we reason things out. He says, cast it down and lead every thought, every negative thought, captive to the obedience of Christ. So when you start to feel fear, you say, no, I have not. You might have the feelings of it, the emotions of it. No, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Finances. Stop talking negative about your finances. Well, I can't get this. You know, I got to do this first. Maybe I should. No, God first. Father, I thank you that you are faithful and that you are going to do what you said you're going to do. And I believe that. And so this is my honoring you. So God says when you sow your seed, he's going to multiply it. He's either going to multiply it or he's not. Is he telling the truth or is he telling a lie? And we have to make up our minds what we're going to believe. Well, I believe when God says, Lawrence, I read the scriptures personally, right? So when those scriptures, especially the ones addressed to us, they're personal to us. They're the Father's love letters to us. And so when it says, I've given you bread for your food, in other words, God says he'll always meet your basic need to live. And I've given you seed to sow. Now, the seed to sow portion is for our prosperity. And a lot of people eat the seed. The seed that they're supposed to sow, which God is going to multiply back to them, they end up eating it with bread. And so they don't see a result in their finances. They're not consistent and persistent in it. Like with the confessions, we've got to be consistent and persistent. We don't give up because we know it's true. We can't see anything in the senses realm that will show us that God's going to do that for us. But that's where our faith is, because God said it. We believe it. And that's settled. End of story. You've got to be like that. You've got to be tenacious in your faith. God said this. So it's going to happen. Even everything telling me and screaming at me is not going to happen. And he says he'll increase the fruits of your righteousness. He calls you to abound to every good work, and he calls all grace to abound towards you. Grace is God's favor. Favor in every area, not just finance, but in every area. God says that he is your sufficiency in all things. Not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. Well, I got money, so I'll take care of it. No, God is the sufficiency. And he causes us to abound to every good work. And we recognize God as our source of supply. And God said, by the mouth of Paul, I shall supply all your need, not just money. But I shall, he was in the context of money, but everything. I shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Is God poor? No, he's not. He's got an abundance of answers. He's got an abundance of direction. He's got an abundance of provision. He's got an abundance of before ordained works for you every day. And so all God wants us to do is go to him, trust him, listen to these words. You can re-listen to these things on the website that I got. And I would encourage people to re-listen because, and do you know what? The teachings we've done in 2020 is just as good now, for now, as it was back then, because God's word is the same. It never changes. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharp. It's living energy. And if we practice it, if we listen, pay attention to what's being said to our hearts, which is for our benefit, and we practice it, 1,000,000% you'll see results. 1,000,000% you see God go to work. 1,000,000% you see God provide for you. And it doesn't matter what anyone else says. I don't worry about what anyone else says. This works for me because God's word is true and it works. And it works for those that are willing to receive it, put it into practice and follow. Because first of all, you know, if you're going to be great leaders, you've got to be great followers, you know, follow of the practice of the wonderful heavenly words. And each one of us are leaders on it. You are amazing people. You are dynamic and no one is above you and no one is beneath you. But according to your faith, be it unto you. If you receive these words, you will super rocket. You'll be like that jet plane taking off. And not even the turbulence can knock you off course because you're being led by the Spirit of the living God, the mighty Jehovah. And it's not by your might and it's not by your power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. So yes, write the vision. Make it plain. Write your desires down. And if you want to, you can even write down the things that are holding you up. And the, how you want to get out of it or what you want in place of that. And you say, God, show me. You lead me in this. So if we get God first in everything, invite God in. Father, I'm going to write my visions now. Can you lead me in it? It's exciting. It's building up a relationship with the Heavenly Father. And when you get the results, my gosh, you will not keep your mouth closed. You'll want to share it with everyone. And God will give you test me after test me after test me. So I'm going to finish off by saying this, you know, continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine in this wonderful way. You know, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in these things, is in the practice, is in the taking the action from the words that you're given that you'll start to see the results. We can't sit and think about it. We can't procrastinate. It's mental ascent. God wants us to use faith, not mental ascent. So we receive the words and then we go and do them. That's where the results come and they come quickly. And God is a great God of deliverance. And again, thank God for the storm that everyone prayed for and spoke against. It done what it was told to do. And this is the authority God has given us. And God is with you wherever you go. He will never leave you or forsake you. He loves you dearly. He's got you in the hollow of his hand. It says in the scriptures, your walls are continually before his face. In other words, there's the palm of his hands and his hands there and you're right there. He's looking at you all the time. And so you are mighty. You are mighty believers. You are wonderful. You are beloved. You are accepted. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Get these words of faith coming out of your mouth and into your heart. The more you say it, the more it gets down in there. And then you'll really say it with faith. Your words and your heart will be married together. Just like when we confess Romans 10, 9 and 10, we say, Jesus is my Lord. And yes, I believe God has raised him from the dead. At that point, someone says that is not born again. They receive the Spirit of God. And that's how we receive every promise of God. And all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. So this is what was in my heart and what was inspired from God and from listening to you guys. You're awesome. Love you. Just keep moving forward. Don't let anything stop you. Nothing. Don't let one thing stop you. Keep moving forward. And in the world, they call it failing forward. In other words, you might fail, but you get back up and you keep moving. If you fall down seven times, God will pick you up, dust you off, and get you on your merry way again. So keep going, guys. Keep going. Do not give up, right? And your answers and your releases will certainly come very quickly. So God bless you. Love you.